Settle down in your armchair. Blandy's back for the Whistleblowers podcast with Brendan Bowers. It's 100% the sport you love.
And welcome to our weekly podcast on all things sport. It is the Whistleblowers, where we chat about what's been happening with Aussie sports people and teams overseas while catching up on our national and local sports. And each week we feature a local sports person or administrator as we dig a little deep into what they've been up to and what's happening in sport locally. We'll also have a look at the week ahead. And it's it's good afternoon, Brendan Bowers.
And right back at you, Mr. Bland.
And depending, of course, on when you are listening, we are a little late this week with the podcast, but that's okay. Better late than never, as they say.
Oh, well, you know, we all have to have breaks from time to time.
Yes. It's just a day. Now, you wanted to kick it off today with MotoGP. What's happening here? This is all to do with rich people, mate. Do people really care?
Yes, some people do care.
Do they? Okay, well, you explain it.
Well, many years ago, MotoGP were owned by Formula One. Mm-hmm. And they went on their separate ways. And since the days of Doohan and Gardner and Casey Stoner, it seems to have died a little bit.
Right.
MotoGP, it's been going down.
Okay.
But F1 have bought it. So Liberty Media have agreed to buy MotoGP. You ready for this?
Yep, go on.
Only a measly $4.5 billion.
How much?
$4.5 billion.
That is unbelievable, man.
My God. It's not change behind the couch, is it?
No, and that's not 100% ownership. That's only 86%. Wow.
It's a lot of coin. What are they going to get for that?
A lot of television rights. Mm-hmm. A lot of, I'm not really sure.
Do you make that money back?
Well, they're businessmen. They wouldn't be there if they didn't.
Yeah, like, silly question, I suppose. But I guess for someone like me, a novice like me, you're going, oh, how?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's going to take, it's a long-term investment, I suppose.
And we're talking, I'm proudly wearing my Los Angeles Angels jersey as Major League Baseball has started this year.
Right.
I cannot comprehend what baseball players or American sports people get paid either.
Well, and which brings us to soccer as well.
Nice segue.
The world game, mate. I mean, some of the wages these guys are on is
ridiculous.
Just out of this world. And what's the salary cap for, say, one of your top clubs? Oh. What would the salary cap be for a Liverpool or a Man City or Arsenal?
I don't think they have a salary cap in the Premier League.
Don't they have a salary cap at all? No.
I don't think they do.
No,
I
it's just it's how much money you've got.
Yes, and how much you're willing to spend.
Yeah, which is tough for those teams wanting to perhaps become bigger and better, isn't it? Because you need money behind you.
Yeah, look, once you go up the levels and through the different leagues and into the different divisions, you do get financial inducements. But again,
Yeah, it's tough. Which is why I guess you've got a lot of those strong clubs, say your Man City, your Man United,
Liverpool,
Chelsea, etc., Arsenal, that'll always be thereabouts. You can't imagine these teams ever being relegated.
Absolutely. The last time you can really remember a team is the team that came from last all the way to first.
Leicester City. And what a year that was, 2016 or something silly, wasn't it?
Great story.
It is a great story. I love that. And you know what? It shows that it can be done, but gee, it's few and far between. Well, quickly go through what's been happening because as a result of the draw between Arsenal and Man City on the weekend, which was a good game, it was nil all. So you might say, how is that a good game? It was quick. It was fast. It was skillful. And there was just a hair between both sides scoring.
Now there's three teams so tightly bunched at the top of the league with only a few games to go. It's very exciting.
And that is Liverpool, of course. They would have been happy with that result over the weekend. Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal are all thereabouts fighting it out. And who's in fourth at the minute? Is that?
It's Villa.
It's Villa. Okay.
By 3 points.
And look, I know they're keeping your team out probably, Tottenham. And you want to play in the Champions League next year, you need to be a top four.
We're okay. We've got a game in hand. We're okay.
Okay. I don't mind seeing someone like Aston Villa who have been struggling a little bit.
I don't either. They've been doing it tough, and it's good to see them up there as well.
Okay. That is Premier League news there. What else has been happening around the traps?
Boxing,
of course.
I know we don't talk about boxing that often.
We don't, no.
And, some people think it's barbaric. Landy, stop hitting me. There's no need for that.
Okay, now, what happened to poor old Zoo? Eh?
Wow. Did you see some of the footage?
Well, I saw that he was covered in blood and they didn't stop the fight.
In the second round, he got a stray elbow as he went in.
Yeah,
to,
and that was the end of him.
And it split his head. Yeah. I've not seen that much blood in a boxing ring in a long, long
time. Why didn't
time.
They stop the fight?
I think it all comes down to dollars again. It was on the top of his head.
Mm.
So
yeah, but he couldn't see.
He kept wiping it out. But, you know, credit to him. He showed what Australian fighters are all about. Kept going.
Still a split points decision.
Split points decision. But in a great result, he has a chance for a rematch.
Oh, I thought he looked for the rematch and he had to go through someone else first.
They did. They did. But they backflipped, apologised to the zookeeper, and insisted Fedora would put his WBC and WBO title on the line again against him.
Okay, great. And how far away is that?
Oh,
who knows?
However many months it takes Tim's head to recover.
Yeah, you'll need to get A-OK before that. And look, it is one of those sports. It's brutal. Let's face it, it's a brutal sport. And especially in light of where we sit today with games like NRL, AFL, where they really, really come down on the head.
Yeah.
And you see guys just smacking each other in the head.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not for me, but you know, good luck.
It is what it is.
Well, I've got you there, and we're talking concussion. Mm. The NRL are talking about stopping the long kickoffs because the impact of two players charging from 30 metres apart and hitting
please, come on.
Is worse than that of a car accident.
Is it?
Apparently. Though, studies showed that only 3% of all concussions out of the NRL come from the kickoffs.
But if you've got if you're kicking a long ball, it's going to go down someone's throat anyway. They're not even going to be there.
Yeah.
The other team. It's when you do the short kicks, which they're doing more and more these days, the short kick outs, where you're going to get that impact.
Well, who knows where it's all going to end.
Oh, dear. Let's go to AFL, shall we? And it was the Brizzy Lions suffering yet another loss, and they're struggling at the minute.
What is going on there? Do you believe all the kerfuffle about
I don't.
Overseas trip?
I don't know. Do I care?
No, not really. I don't.
Probably don't. Look, for those not aware, apparently the guys went away overseas. They went to Vegas, didn't they? So there's been a bit of untoward action going on.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, and someone's got a whiff of it back home, and now everyone's got a whiff of it and it stinks.
It does.
Anyway, Collingwood too good. They're on the board for this year. Carlton doing what they do, going on their merry way against an underman North. Fremantle, probably the big surprise this year.
They are.
They played Adelaide at home, and that's always a tough ask. And they were pantsed, Adelaide.
Adelaide got some severe injuries out of that match as well.
Yeah. St Kilda Essendon, do I talk about this? The most frustrating game of football I've ever seen in my life.
Please, let's discuss.
Oh, I'd rather not, Brendan, other than to say that when you're up by that much, your kicking is atrocious, really, when you've had probably at least half a dozen scoring shots up to half time, which could, you know, from these guys are on pretty good coin. They're playing under a roof where there's not a bit of breeze. So there's no nature factor coming into it, you know, and then to go down. Anyway, good luck to Essendon. St Kilda, they've got problems, I think, again. Melbourne, a great win over Port Adelaide.
Yes, that congratulations, was Demons.
The Bullies, as you would imagine, thrashing West Coast Eagles. Richmond beating Sydney, there was one out of the books.
Absolutely.
It did come at a cost too. Alistair Lynch, the spearhead, is gone. I think they have Bolter gone, and Baker has been suspended for a week, so they'll struggle. Thank God they're playing St Kilda this weekend. Geelong too. Too good for Hawthorn, and that was always going to happen, you would have thought.
Yeah, you could see that writing on the wall there.
But NRL, mate, week? NRL.
Well, we're going to NRL. Okay, let's swap over to the NRL.
Yeah, let's go. We can talk about next week quickly, but Penrith doing what they do.
Wow. Look, last week I was in here boasting 7 from 8.
Yep.
Bought crashing back to earth this week. 2 from 8.
Two? Did you only get 2? I was going to give Maroon a hard time, Anthony Maroon, Triple M's very own, who we speak to every Thursday in the Big Breakfast just before 8.
2.
He got 4. I was going to give him a hard time there. Look, that was a hard game to pick, but Panthers have been up for a long time.
They have, and look, I keep saying it, and I keep getting shot down. They can't start for this long, but credit to them. They've shown what a complete football club they are.
Yeah, Souths, who have been under a lot of pressure lately, they had a win against the Bulldogs. That was probably no great surprise, though. A lot of people tipped the Bullies.
Yes, I tipped the Bullies, and let me tell you, they should have won that. And good luck to Souths, their first win on the on the year, and yeah, good luck.
Now, Brisbane, this was a bit of a surprise, especially to the extent of how much they won by, and we're talking 26 points, 38-12 Brisbane over North Queensland. Who saw that coming?
Not me. Again, that's another bomb bomb. But again, it just goes to show what a great captain and a great halfback can do to steer a team around.
Yeah, St. George, have they turned the tables now with that? That was a big win over Manly.
It was a great game and a great effort. That's two games out of the four that St. George Illawarra have really matched it.
Yeah, good on them too.
If they can get some consistency, I think they'll be in for a good season.
Did you tip, who'd you tip?
I tipped Manly.
Okay. The Dolphins, now, they were too good for Gold Coast. They're struggling, the Gold Coast, aren't they?
They are. Again, they just don't have the depth.
Well, you've lost the big man.
Tino Fasuamali.
Fasuamali is gone, arguably one of their best players, really, and for him to go down, and they'll struggle again, unfortunately.
They will, and Coach Hasler, coming up to the Gold Coast, had one of his well-known sprays.
Mm.
And I think they're in for a few more this year.
Yeah. The Warriors. Now, the Warriors were at home once again. And do you want to elaborate on this one, mate?
Because well, we didn't really talk your much about your Saints. But let me say, again, very disappointing in my Knights. They had the opportunities.
Mm.
They had a lot of possession. But again, they failed to deliver.
Mm.
And for the third time this year, we have changed our halves combination moving into next week.
Okay, so you got over the storm the week before. You would have been flying high going, this is it, this is it.
No,
quick, book those grand final tickets.
No, we never win. We never go well in New Zealand. But in my head, I knew that. My heart was saying otherwise.
Okay, all right then. Canberra and the Sharkies. And this was a game. Now, this to me was one of the games of the round.
It was, but it was just a weird game. Both teams had opportunities, and it was just, I don't know what to make of either team.
Okay, even after this one with the Sharkies, who had to get on the board, and they did so against the third-place Raiders.
They did, and they did well.
Mm. And finally, well, here you go. And we talk about, you got this one right.
I got this one right.
Oh, you got this one right. Hold on a sec. Well done, Brendan.
Mind you, I thought when Clint Gutherson was lining up the penalty goal attempt after full time, I thought, now there's another one down.
17-16, by the narrowest of margins, it was the West Tigers who have finally found something, and that's nice to see.
It is, and what was pleasing was the journalists after the game were into the coach, Benji Marshall, talking about past performances. And the quote of the weekend for me, we're not about teams in the past, we're about team now.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm. Yeah, team now.
Never look backwards, look forward. I think I've heard that already today.
Great man once said that walking into this studio.
That was you not that long ago when I was right up your clacker coming into the driveway of the Central Plaza here because I didn't want to get stuck out the road. Someone going down and going, come on, hurry up. Hold on, that's Brendan. Come on, move. He said, I was right up your backside, mate. He said, always look forward, mate, never look back. There you go. There's that story. We'll move on. Wait till the movie comes out. It'll be better, I'm sure. AFL this week, mate. What do we got?
Let's go and let's have a look what we've got this week. We've got Melbourne and Adelaide up on Thursday night. Your tip?
Well, on current form, you'd have to go with the Demons, wouldn't you?
You would. And then we've got North and Brisbane.
Yeah, well, Brisbane should get on the board. Should.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Essendon and Port.
Yeah, Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide, I think, will be too good.
The Swans will be too good for West Coast?
You'd think so, mate. Carlton Fremantle, to me, is probably the match of the round as far as where the teams are positioned at the moment. The Blues and the Dockers. And, it's happening Saturday and at 3:20.
And Geelong and Bulldogs wrap up Saturday.
Geelong and Bullies, that'll be another good game, a good test of where both sides are at as well with two strong teams. On Sunday, we've got GWS and the Gold Coast.
That will be an interesting game.
Well, the Suns will need to show a bit here because they did go down. They were disappointing last week. And to GWS, who are up and flying.
They are.
You would imagine GWS will be too good. St Kilda play Richmond Sunday afternoon. I would think that with the outs Richmond have at the moment, mind you, the Saints have probably got a third of their team on the sidelines too, but with Big Maxie King coming back, should be good enough to beat Richmond. I hope so anyway, mate. And Hawthorn Collingwood, I think it's probably Collingwood by how much? And it should be, because Hawthorn just struggling a little bit at present, mate. And in the NRL, it gets underway on Thursday night with Pen. Who have we got
Brisbane
there?
Melbourne.
Brisbane, Melbourne. Now, this will be a test.
It will be a great test. Munster and Hughes are back.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a great game. And then on Friday, on the wonderful start to the weekend, we've got Sydney against Canterbury, the Roosters against Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Roosters may bounce back there.
Who's going to – the Roosters, you're tipping there. Knights and Dragons.
Oh.
How many games have they got on Friday?
Two
on Friday and one on Thursday. Okay, yep. Gotcha. The Knights, you'll tip. Come here, you're not going to tip your team. Okay. So
Don't know.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Mr. Question Mark. The Rabbits over the Warriors. So the Warriors are moving away from home.
I think they'll be fine.
You think they'll be all right over the
I think they'll be fine.
Rabbits? Okay. The Seagulls and Panthers, another big game. A big game for especially Manly supporters.
I'm tipping Manly to win for several reasons.
Yeah.
Penrith can't stay up for that long.
They've got
a young halfback who's come back and is just slotting in. And Manly, when they played St. George, all their stars had shockers.
Okay. All right.
And it's also Dally Cherry Evans' 310th game and will be the longest capped Sea Eagle in the club's history.
And he's still going strong for the State of Origin team.
He is as well.
Beauty. The Dolphins sitting in first posse, are they?
They are, but again, I'm going to tip the Tigers.
The West Tigers on current form. You didn't think you'd be saying that a few weeks ago, did you?
That's for sure.
The Cowboys and Titans. Cowboys with that loss last week to the Broncos, and a big loss it was too, come up against the struggling Titans.
It'll be how many by the Cowboys?
Okay, and the Raiders and the Eels. This will be a good game.
It'll be a great
it's eighth game. Taking on ninth. I'll be hammering tongs at this one, Brendan, to round it off.
Yes, and look, it'll be very close, and I'm getting too close to call. Flip of the coin there.
Oh, what? So, hold on a sec. When I get your tips, you're not supposed – you can't say, right. Oh, I don't know. You got to go somewhere.
Canberra.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's move to local sport, shall we? What's been happening?
Well, before we do,
let's
congratulate a Tasmanian team winning a national championship.
Go on.
The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers don't like that name at all. Defeated Melbourne United 83-81 in the final of the NBL over the weekend.
Ah, is that right? The Jack Jumpers.
The Jack Jumpers jumped to first.
Wow, well, good on them. See, I should have been over this.
Eh? You should have been.
I should have been.
Yeah, everyone forgets Tasmania.
I forgot about basketball, local basketball, to be honest with you. It's hard to keep up with everything. I do have other things on my plate, you know, Brendan. Okay, let's go to local sport.
Well, let's start. It all begins again this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There is one match in the FQPL Men's League in the football.
Just the one,
just a catch-up game.
Okay.
Sunbury Blues are playing SC Corinthians at Federation Park on Saturday.
Okay, so we're a bit light on still with our local sport.
No, we're not. The AFL competition begins in earnest this weekend.
Okay, and we do have the Waves taking on the Bay Power to kickstart things.
In the women, yeah, the Waves the Eagles take on Bay Power and the Bombers take on Brothers Bulldogs with Maribara women having the bye.
Okay.
And in reserves, the mighty Maribara Bears are taking on the mighty D's reserves. The Waves are taking Bay Power on and the Bombers and Brothers Bulldogs clashing in the final game.
Excuse my ignorance. Where are the mighty D's?
Where are the mighty D's? You don't know where the mighty D's are from.
Where are the mighty D's?
No idea. I don't either.
All right. He's looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Well, perhaps our special guest, who will be on the radio soon, will be able to enlighten us.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's happening in the men.
In the men, the Waves Eagles take on Bay Power and the Bombers up against Brothers Bulldogs.
Right, which brings us to our special guest for the week.
Yes, our special guest is Maribara Bears President Nathan Dahn.
Nathan, g'day.
G'day, mate. How you going?
All right, the Maribara Bears. Now, let's go back a little bit because the Bears have had a long history.
They have indeed.
It's been a tough ride for a lot of that history, has it not, Nathan? And I'm going back probably years before you may have even been in the region.
Or even born.
Well, yes. It is a very rich history back in the day. I came to the club in 2002. So when I first come to the club, there was an A-grade side, there was a reserve grade side, and all the junior teams were filled. Throughout the years of being at the Bears, it's like I came at the peak of the mountain, and then it started to decline from there. So It has. It's at its moments. Like, I was involved with the premiership team in 2017 in the reserve grade. So there are some highs, but yep. It's too few and far between at the moment, from what I can gather. Yeah.
And what do you put it down to? Say from 2002, is it that kids have got more things that is available to them these days, or people have come and gone from the region?
I think it's probably a combination. I think other sports took off a little bit, a little bit more than what AFL was.
Yep.
In those later years. I mean, the glory years of the Brisbane Lions was 2002, 2003, and 2004, and then from there it sort of declined on the junior front, which is, we all know, is the big, driving force behind the success of a club and kids coming through, which is something we're trying to focus on. And I've asked past presidents, they've tried, you can't put anything against the committee, past committee or volunteers, because they have tried everything. It's just it's a little bit of do as much as you can and a bit of hope, and you hope that your people get interested and people come back to the club, I guess.
Well, we have had a look in the rearview mirror. Now we're going to look forward to what's happening in 2024 and how's it shaping up for the club.
Mate, we are looking fantastic. We were almost at the point where we were going to think about putting our A-grade side in. We've just ticked over 43 registered men players. Wow. And we've just ticked over 23 women for our women's side, which we as a committee, which came on in November, didn't even have in our set. We were hoping to go one team a year, to grow one team a year. And then we got that much interest from the women that we quickly rang AFLQ and said, no, hold on, we're going to put a women's side in as well.
So that's fantastic. I'll ask the same question. What was the reason?
I think we have got a very, very driven committee. The committee we have in the club now, there's everyone has a different role and everyone has an area that they specify in. Like, I'm a builder, so I'm the infrastructure. Our vice president Reece, he's very good with operations. So he's our Facebook, he's our social media, and then our secretary's very good with all our liquor permits and our permits for players, and then even down to our registrar, which she didn't think it was going to be that busy a year. But there's that many players coming through every day. Where you got to dedicate that to that team. You got to get more players. So it's just I think it starts from the committee, and then from the committee and the community sees the effort we're putting in, and I think it's definitely the players are seeing it, and they're coming back to the club, past and new players are coming
well,
back.
Well, if your enthusiasm's anything to go by, you're in for a great year.
It's a great story, though. I'd love to see you guys back in the A-grade competition.
Yeah, that's it. That's our dream, yeah. I mean, the club has never won an A-grade premiership. They've won two reserve-grade premierships. I'm pretty sure, to my knowledge, just coming back to the club, the women have never won a game, so that's a big goal for this year, for the women to win a game. I almost believe, I don't think the women have even kicked a goal. So there's a few big hurdles, and it's all an exciting year pushing forward. And I tell you what, the men, I'm 38, and there's 25-year-olds, and I tell you what, I'm feeling like a 25-year-old again myself. I don't know how them.
Stop taking that blue pill.
That's right. Mate, it's fantastic. The atmosphere is just electric down there, and it's really good to be around.
Well, look, excuse our ignorance. Blandy and I were just going through the games this weekend. Who are the Mighty D's?
So, Pomona. Pomona have come back in. Yeah, so they have they've come back. So they were in the Sunshine Coast League with Noosa, Gympie,
yes,
Maroochydore, and they've... I think they've been out of the reserve grade and senior grade competition down there for a lot of years, maybe 2-3 years as well, and they've asked to come back to the AFLQ, which in 2002 and 2003, when I did play my senior years for the Bears, they were in the league with Gympie. So, so they've come back as a reserve grade side. So we now have a 6-team reserve grade comp in the AFL Q League Wide Bay, which is fantastic.
The more the merrier, mate. And they've got a long history. I'm going to take you back to the 80s when I was playing with the Caloundra Panthers. Billy Magan and the Pomona side they struggled, but they'd go out every week. And I don't know if you know the name Billy Magan. He played till he was about 120, I think.
I think I do. I think I might have played. And we always used to have a joke to see if he would show up again for the next game.
Unbelievable.
He didn't stop. Yeah, fantastic.
You talk about Lou Bills. I think he had every colour in the book, mate. Amazing guy. I guess my point is good to see Pomona too. They've had a long history and have struggled over the years. They've never been a force to be reckoned with at the highest level, but they're back in playing. Great.
But, you know, they've pulled some strings already. They've got Craig McLaughlin singing their club song.
Have they?
Yep.
Hey, Pomona. Oh, my God. Can I just... can I slap him? Can I?
I'll tell you one thing Pomona does have. We used to love going down to play at their ground. It's such a beautiful backdrop at the Pomona home ground. We used to always love going down there on the bus.
Bottom of the mountain there. Hey, Nathan, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, mate. And we haven't mentioned you are the president. You're also the senior reserves player, and you're assistant coach too to the under-12s, I think it is.
That's correct. Yeah, that's where my son plays in. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, mate, I've got to say it's been a breath of fresh air to speak to you, and I'm really thrilled that the Maribyrnong Bears are on the onward and upward path, because it has been a struggle for years, but with people like yourself at the club generating that positivity, and it does sound like things are happening, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. We've got the backing of so many sponsors, volunteers. We're really building to something great this year.
Well, have a great season, mate, and we'll be watching.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
All righty, Brendan, we're just about done and dusted. What else have we got to wrap it up?
Well, this weekend in hockey, the Premier League returns for the first round. In the women, Granville play Cities, Bolts play Raiders Rovers, Uniroos play Arrows, and Magpies play All Blacks. In the men, Granville and Cities clash, CBR and Raider Rovers, Magpies and All Blacks, and Brothers and Arrows.
Okay, now this is the first part of the season is the Premier League, and then it goes back to just the local comp. Is that right?
They've had a couple of local rounds in the men's and women's here in on the Fraser Coast, but they'll break now for a few weeks for this.
Okay. We'd like to thank you, a good listener, for putting up with us for the last, how long is it? Near on half an hour this time round. And, of course, our special guest, Nathan Dunn. Next week, we'll once again have a chat with another guest about all things sport. And a shout-out each week to an athlete or club, Brendan, that does great work for the community that often goes unrecognised as we share that positivity. Who have you got?
Well, I'm going to try and be positive this week. Maribyrnong Speedway have another race meeting on this weekend, and they have been hit by rain. If you want to rain, downpour.
Right, just hold a meeting at the Maribyrnong Speedway.
Yes, so fingers crossed this weekend to Paul Swindells and his team. Good luck, and let's hope you get the meeting in.
Okay. Once again, thanks for joining us, folks. And remember,
it's our sport, our community.
Now that you're up to date, don't forget to add us to your favourites to keep it that way. The Whistleblowers Podcast.